So let's say you wanted to design a perfect playground for your neighborhood school. What kind of state-of-the-art equipment would you install? What would it look like? We asked the experts.
My name is Tess McGlenn, and I go to Marquette Elementary School. I think it would have a bunch of floors, like 10 floors. And like there would be a slide on the top floor, and then you could go down it, and it was swirly, so it went around the whole playground. So that's how you would do tours. And I think it'd be pretty cool to have a water slide, even if it's a playground, but it's kind of impossible. There could be like a grassy area, and there would be padding under it, so it would be fake grass and padding, and you could do like cartwheels, and there would be like picnic tables, so you could eat your lunch if you wanted to have a picnic.
My name is Ava Davenport, and I go to Marquette. I would probably have a lot of tire swings and a lot of normal swings. And then there would be a lot of monkey bars that went like from the top of the playground to like the bottom of it. There could be like trampolines that you could like jump on if you fell. Maybe places you could like climb up on like nets and then do like a flip down.
I'm Odin Monroe Kane and I go to Marquette. Well, it'll be really, really big. It would take like a whole football field. Like, you could go on the bottom of it, little tunnels. Like, you get from one place to another. And it'll be made out of candy. And there'll be just thing of monkey bars where, like, the monkey bars would be, like, all sticky, so it'd be really hard to go. And if you did it, you get, like, some prize. There would be, like, a water fountain, except it, like, had soda instead of a water fountain, like, instead of healthy snacks, like candy and stuff would come out.
Yeah, I want that in my neighborhood, too. That was Tess McGlynn, Ava Davenport, and Odin Monroe Kane, grade schoolers at Marquette Elementary in Madison.